There was dancing in Gaza's Khan Yunis and fireworks in Israel's Tel Aviv after the announcement that Hamas and Israel have signed a ceasefire agreement. The deal includes the release of Hamas-held hostages and Palestinians held by Israel. It's the first phase of a peace plan proposed by President Donald Trump, who calls it a momentous breakthrough. Trump spoke during a cabinet meeting Thursday morning.
As you know, last night we reached a momentous breakthrough in the Middle East, something that people said was never going to be done. We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace. And I think it's going to be a lasting peace, hopefully an everlasting peace. Peace in the Middle East. We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages, and they should be released on Monday or Tuesday.
As it happens, the ceasefire agreement comes the day before the winner of the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize is to be announced in Norway. President Trump has made no secret of his desire for the prize, and at the cabinet meeting, Trump made a point of touting his purported accomplishments, saying he's settled 8 wars, a claim many observers find dubious. In any event, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee had already picked the winner last Monday. The ceasefire agreement is a major foreign affairs victory for Trump, if it holds. But this marks just phase one of the ceasefire, and many questions remain, such as whether or when Hamas will disarm, and the governance of Gaza. And there's also the big question of how to rebuild Gaza, where hospitals, housing, and other civilian infrastructure have been devastated by 2 years of war. Trump, whose background is in real estate development, says Gaza is going to slowly be redone. The United Nations says it's ready to go in with humanitarian aid as soon as the coast is clear. Tamara Al-Rifai is with the UN relief agency UNRWA.
The first thing we're calling for after a ceasefire, which hopefully will hold, is a surge in the influx of humanitarian assistance. Food, tents, blankets, medicines, hygiene kits, including for women. An actual surge and not a trickle like we have seen in the last 2 years.
The UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator, Tom Fletcher, says they're ready with 170,000 metric tons of food, medicine, and other supplies in place.
We are, in this case, absolutely ready to roll and deliver at scale.
But he warns that's just the tip of the iceberg for what's really needed in Gaza, and he says developed nations must be ready to contribute.
President Trump's peace plan must be the basis for life-saving work throughout the region and for saving tens of thousands of lives. So we must seize this moment with collective will, with determination, and with generosity. There must be no backsliding on the agreements that have been made.
Also at the United Nations, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the agreement as well.
We have all waited far too long for this moment. Now we must make it truly count.
He's looking not just at immediate recovery in Gaza, but what comes after.
For Israelis and Palestinians alike, this deal offers a glimmer of relief. And that glimmer must become the dawn of peace, the beginning of the end of this devastating war. I urge all to seize this momentous opportunity to establish a credible political path forward, a path towards ending the occupation, recognizing the right to self-determination of the Palestinian people, and achieving a two-state solution, a path to a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians, and to wider peace and security in the Middle East.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.